Correct. The Gemara continues, Daf Dalad Amud Beis, around 12 lines from the bottom by the two dots. Ha'achin v'hashutvin shechayovim bekalbun uptuin mimaisa behema. So the Mishnah said as follows. The Mishnah said earlier in Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, there are two cases, and they work hand in hand. When the brothers are shutvin and the chayvim maisa behema, then the pot from a kalbun. The Mishnah on Dalad Amud Aleph, around 10 lines down. The Mishnah says, Ha'achin ha'shutvin shachiyovim b'kalbun p'tur mi'maiser. Right at the end of the Mishnah. Achin that ha'shutvin ha'chayvin ha'kalbun, they're potter for ma'iser behema. Uk shachiyovim b'ma'iser behema p'tur mi'na'kalbun. So what is this cryptic statement? Whenever you're chayvin ma'iser behema, you're potter from kalbun. Whenever you're potter from ma'iser behema, you're chayvin kalbun. So there's hakdoma number one. You're chayvin ma'iser behema only if you are an individual. If you're a shutif, a legal loophole, it's exas akosif, we learn it from a pasuk, the chiyuv ma'aseh behema doesn't apply by shutfin. If you want to have lower expenses of ma'aseh behema, get yourself a shutif. That's the way. A shutif is part of ma'aseh behema. Now, kalboin is another din, another akdoma. The din of kalboin that we discussed yesterday, which is, means a koil boin, which is an additional surcharge, either because of the shulchanis service, or in addition, Rameya says, because kazeh yitnu, when you give the coin, you have to make sure you're giving kazeh yitnu, like Moshe Rabbeinu described, matbeah shalesh, and maybe it's scratched a drop and it's missing, so you have to add on a drop more to make sure, and that's the kolbo in addition for the surcharge of the shulchani. It's irrelevant if you went to shulchani, that's a giving of the machzah shach, you have to add on a little more. There's another din, and the Mishnah says that din. If someone gives on your behalf, which is a gift, then you don't have to give a kolbein. The Mishnah says that hashoikel al yad oni. Al yad means four. Val yad shcheinoi, val yad ben yiroi is potter. Meaning a matona is potter from a kolbein. If someone is doing an oni means a gift. Oni is not giving you back. That's another way of saying a matona. Hashoikol al yad oni, al yad shcheinoi, ayad beniro is potter. Because once someone is giving on your behalf, you're potter. That's a matona. Now let's see this gemara. Zog the gemara, daf dalet amud beis, 12 lines from the bottom by the two dots. So achin v'hashutvin. Shechiyovim bekalboin. When they chayv in a kalboin, upturin memaisa behema. What is that talking about? What's that case? Bishecholku v'chozgu v'nishtatfu. Which means as follows. When the father dies, there's an estate. An estate, before it was split up amongst the brothers, is considered the father is still alive. Not alive, but the father is giving on your behalf. So if the father is giving on your behalf for you, before you split up, so then it's a matona. Then that which you are giving is like it's a, someone is giving on my behalf. What's it din by a matona by kolbein? Potter. So a achin ashutvin that we said that the chayv in the kolbein and potter for ma'isa behema is talking about when they already split. B'shecholku. They split the Yerusha. Because of an ishtatvu. And now we came partners. What's it din by ma'isa behema by a shutv? Exactly because of your potter. So what's the case that you chayv in kalbun and potter for ma'aseh behema, when it's not anymore an estate that you did not split, it's an estate that you split. We are partners. Partners, the din is p'tur ma'aseh behema. And legabe kalbun, you are chayv. It's not anymore the estate given on your behalf. It's your own doing because you're already a partner. So the case of chayv in kalbun and potter in ma'aseh is the estate already split. And the case of, the next case in the Mishnah, shechayom in ma'aseh behema, up'tur min ha'kalbun, when you chayv in ma'aseh behema, B'shaloi cholku, so you don't have the p'tur of Zeres HaKosov of Shutfin. And the reason why you are potter from the kalbein is you're not cholku. If you're not cholku, who is giving the machzah shekel? The estate. The estate is like a gift given on my behalf, like the Mishnah's din, if you give it for an oni. So the oni is potter, because an ematona is never chayv in kalbein. And when it's the state giving on your behalf before you made the the chaluka, so then it's considered a matona, and a mele potter. That matona from the state is called tfisa sabayis. Tfisas Abayis is the estate giving it on your behalf. That's a matana, a gift. A gift is part of a kalbin. Shutvas is part of a ma'isa behema. So mele, it's totally zabezeh. Kol's man, you did not split yet, and it's the estate, so it's a matana, but the ma'isa behema yechayev. The state's chayv ma'isa behema, there's no p'tur shutvas. Kol's man, you made a chalukah, now you split, so now it's not anymore a gift. You mele, you're chayv in kalbin, but there's a p'tur ma'isa because of shutvas. That's what we said. That's the chiddush that we're saying. Because man, a yorishim, did not make a chaluk amongst themselves, it's the estate that's hovering over them and it's paying the bills on their behalf. So it's a matona. But legabe shutvis is not called a shutvis, so it's not p'tur ma'isa behema. Zok di gemara. Omar Ablezer. Vehein shecholku, now there's a condition. Vehein shecholku gdim k'neget yoshim. What's called splitting? Splitting means that there's an actual chalukah that took place. There's goats that he left behind. There's tiyoshim. There's rams that he left behind. And we make a chalukah. I take tiyoshim. You take diem. I take this, the house. You take that property. I take this real estate. So it's a split that's a real chalukah. Then you can look at it like a chalukah. Then you look at it, that's not anymore the state paying for you, but rather it's a real shutvas now. So then, it's considered like you're lekeach, echad michaveroi, and remela, it's not anymore the estate paying on your behalf. Avalim cholku gdim kinagigdim, but if let's say it's a straight down the middle split, gdim kinagigdim, tioshim kinagigdim, so then, cholku mishorishoina, hu chelka mishorishoina, then the Gemara is saying, then it's considered a huvra lemafreya, we're going now yesh breira, that which you're taking, it was always yours. So then it's like it's still in the same status of Tfusas Abayis. Tfusas Abayis means estate. If it's estate, then Lemaisa, you're part from Kalban, then it's given on your behalf. And Memela, you're not called a Shutav. Then it's considered the Alter Chalukah from the Tfusas Abayis. Tfusas Abayis, who calls man, there was no Chalukah. There was also a partnership, so to speak, from the Yerusha. Well, that partnership is not a real Chalukah. If you take Gdim, Kineg Gdim, Tioshim, Kineg Tioshim, that's the old Chalukah before you even split. So then we look at it still as the estate, and the Melech is still going to be a p'tur of a kalban, and it's still going to be, I'm sorry, a p'tur of a kalban, and it's a chi of maisa because he's not considered shutvim yet. Zok di gemara. Gni gdim kineget tiyoshim is. Gdim kineget gdim is not. When do we say huva adover lemafre? This is what was all along. If you didn't make a chalukah, it's the same thing. The state is everything is to the T. Gdiyim, gdiyim, tiyoshim, tiyoshim. That's not a chalukah. That's huvel mafreya. That's the original state. So that would be considered that you're not a shutef and merely a chayv maisa, but you put them in a kalban because then it's given on your behalf. Mashenge gdiyim kinek tiyoshim. Then it's pshat. It's a real chalukah. So then it's not huvel mafreya. So then taka we say that you are chayv in kalban. Because now it's not considered anymore given on your behalf from the state, from the Tfusas Abayis, but it's your own doing. And Memela, your potem and a maisib, was now it's considered a real chazav and ishtatfu, and maisibem is potem by shutvim. Zog the Gemara on this memra of Rabbi Leizer, that Dafkin specifically when it's gdim kineg tiyoshim, Om Rabbi Yechne no, afilu chilko gdim, vityoshim kineg tiyoshim, even if the chaluk is exactly, because Rabbi Yechne is of the opinion, ain breira. That's the Havana, explained the Mepharshim. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, afilu chilku gdim kineg gdim, tiyoshim kineg tiyoshim, kula kuchai sein, lemais it's ein breira. If we don't look at it, this is the same estate. No, we don't say breira. So they considered lekuchais. Upturim min ha-maisa, and memela, they considered shutvin, and they potin min ha-maisa, and likewise, they chayv in kalban. It's not the state giving on their behalf. Even if it's gdim kineg gdim, tiyoshim kineg tiyoshim, this is not a split. It's not huvel mafreya, this is what it always was. It's ein breira, de la kuchos, and memela, they're potter from Meiser and the chayv in kalbin. Zok di gemara, kahuda taninon tamon, like we taka learned over there. Halakuach, this is a mishnah in Bchoris. Halakuach v'shenitin lo b'matona, potter mi Meiser behema. You put from Meiser behema when you receive a matona and when you're lekuach. If Yechanan looks at it ein breira, even gdim kineg gdim, shoshim kineg shoshim, you consider like a lekuach and you potter from Meiser behema and you would be chayv in kalbein. Zok di gemara, Reb Chia Omar Reb Yirmiyah, baya veloma less non amrin. Oh, Yabchia Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah Yabai. Boyi, we said before in Yerushalmi, Boyi, that was Shaul. Oh, Boyi asked the following question. V'loma leis non amrin, why don't we say, you're saying that it's dependent one another. Either you're potem and amaiser and chayv and kalben, or you're potem and kalben and chayv and amaiser. Doesn't work hand, it works hand in hand, dafka in that way. Zok the Gemara, why don't you say, Zok the Gemara, Rav Chiya, Omer Rav Yirmiyah Boyi, he asked, V'loma leis non amrin, why don't we say, pomim shin chayom and bezeh bezeh, it's possible to chayv and kalben and in maiser behema. Zok the Gemara, Rav Heom and Aleph, who pomim shin pturim bezeh bezeh, it's actually potem, kalben and in maiser behema. How? Zok the Gemara as follows. Zok the Gemara, Heich Avida. What's this hechatimtzah that we want to say that it's going to be potter in both and chayv in both? Zog the Gemara, you skip the parentheses. Right after the parentheses. Cholku hanechosim v'loi cholku habehema. If let's say they were cholik the nechosim means the movables, the nechosim, the metaltlin. And other nechosim and the real estate. But the behemah that they were yorish, they were in mechalek. So then chayov and bezeh bezeh, because then you look at it as follows: you split it. The hainu. When it comes to the nechosim, since they were mechalek the nechosim, so and the nechosim they were chosun nishtatfu, so they chayv in the kalben. Why? Because we don't look at it anymore as the estate. Once you're a cholk in the chosim, it's considered your own giving. So then you're not going to be potter from kalben. You're chayv in kalben. The reason why you're going to be also chayv in behema, in maisa behema, because loy cholku ba behema. So you're not considered shutfin. When are you potter from maisa behema, gzeres akosuf? Shutfin in behema. We never were partners in behema. Behema we didn't touch, we didn't split. So I'm chayv because we split in the chosim. That's Mela, I'm chayiv in Kalban. It's not the state paying on my behalf. It's not a gift. And I'm chayiv in Behema because it's not a shutfas in the Behema. That's a case of chayiv bezeh bezeh. And likewise, cholku Behema v'loi cholkus in the chosim. Oh, the reverse. If you're mechalik in the Behema, we split the Behema. So now we're considered real shutfin. In Maisa Behema, we're potter. V'loi cholkus in the chosim. I wasn't mechalik in chosim. So it's the state hovering over me, paying on my behalf. So I'm merely a pot from Kalban. Cholk Abaheim, but the Cholk Zan Chosim is Ptur Mizeh Mizeh. Zog the Gemara, Omer Amoni, Hadodat Omar, meaning, that which you just said, that even if they're just Mechalik in the Nechosim, the Chayv in the Kalboin, because being Mechalik in the Nechosim makes it that it's not the Tvus Sabayis anymore. And we said that this then applies even if you're not Mechalik in the Behema. It's irrelevant if you're Mechalik in the Behema. Once you're mechalik in the nechosim, it's really not called tfus sabayis anymore. It's not considered that it's being paid on your behalf. And that makes you ready. It's not the state paying on your behalf, but rather it's your own doing. It's not a gift anymore. That's very, that's dependent only b'shaloi hoysa behema roiv. If the majority of the estate is behemas, then you could be mechalik in chosim and haimpis morgan. If you were mechalik in the behema, it's considered still a gift. You're considered your potter from a kalben. It's the state paying on your behalf. So Mamela, it's incorrect to say that it's shayach in this echatimtza that you're going to be chayv in both shayach and kalben because you're mechalak in the chosim, so it's not the state, and you're chayv in behema because it's not a shutfas in the behema. If the roiv is a behema, if that's the majority of the whole estate, so then it doesn't make a difference you're mechalak in the chosim. You're still going to be chayv in kalben. Because the majority, I'm sorry, you're still going to be potter in kalben if the majority is a behema and you not, it's not considered that it's your own doing, it's still considered the state. So Gemara Omer Amoni Hadodat Omer, that which we said is only b'shloisa behema roiv if the behema is not a majority. Avlim hoisa behema roiv, but if the majority is a behema, so then hein ikin nechosim, so memela they're considered the main nechosim. So then, even if you're mechalik in the other nechosim, you're potter from a kalben. Why are you potter from a kalben? Because you weren't mechalik in the behema, which is the roivi d'yerusha, and it's considered tfusa sabayis. It's considered a gift on your behalf. So merely you're potter from kalben.
So
behema is part of the yerusha. So if the behema is the roiv, so it doesn't make a difference. You're mechalik in the other nechosim. That's a minority of the estate. So it's considered the estate right now is still considered tfus sabayis, and it's a gift on your behalf. So mele yapot from kalban. And legavi ma'isa behema, your ma'isa behema is totally only behema. If you did not split, then you chayv a ma'isa behema, because now it's considered there's no shud for the ma'isa behema. You never made a chaluk in the ma'isa behema. So mele, it would not be correct. You'll be pot from kalban, and you'll be chayv a ma'isa behema. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara weiter, Rabbi Abin Omar. The Mishnah said that the Achin could be what? Chayv in Maisa Behema and Potem from a Kalbin. That was the Pashas that what? It's totally Zabazer. When you Chayv in Maisa Behema, meaning you are not Shutfin, you're Potem from a Kalbin. Because then it's the state that's giving your behalf and then it's like a gift. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Abin Omar, Rabbi Shami Boyi. Rabbi Shami asked the following. Bivnei sha'asisen ka'odam echod etzel ma'isa behema at poitrum in a kalben? Reb Avin asked the following question. Omer Reb Shami, boy, bivnei sha'asisen ka'odam echod etzel ma'isa behema at poitrum in a kalben? Why is it totally zebezeh? Why when you make him ka'odam echod by ma'isa behema? So you pata from a kalben? When it's odam echod by ma'isa, for legavi ma'isa behema, meaning that it's considered that you did not split. It's Odom Echod. It's the father's estate that's paying on your behalf. So it's Odom Echod, it's a Maisa Behem, and Yechayim a Maisa Behem. It's not considered Shutfin. So now you're Potom and Kalban. Why would it be considered Potom and Kalban? Why? I mean, we explained why. We explained because then it's the estate paying on your behalf. It's like giving for an oni. It's a gift. But why do you say when you're Chayim a Maisa Behem, and it's not Shutfis, so it's the estate, then suddenly you're Potom from a Kalban? Omalei, so he told him back, meaning, don't you understand the difference is, meaning, don't you realize that this is not a regular shutfus that is giving machza shekel? This is tfus sabayis. It's like the tfus sabayis is giving one selah for one person. For who? For the yoshim. It's not the pshat that they're giving. If one person gives machza shekel, only gives one. So here we look at it, there could be 10 yarshim, but it's the tfus habayis that's giving. So lo shanyihi, don't you realize that the difference is, the reason why they put from machza shekel, meaning from the kalbon, lo shanyihi, shu noisin sela echad shlema, that he's giving a shela echad shlema. Sela echad shlema, so you don't have to, it's a tfus habayis that's giving it. Zog the Gemara, me'ato, if that's the case, afilu cholku v'chozru v'nishtatfu, even if they, after their mechalik, and they went, and they were mishtatav again, it should remain the same din of tfus sabayis. The Gemara's kasha is like this. He didn't understand this chiluk, that why do you suddenly say that when there was no chaluka, so then they chayv ma'isa behema, and they put tfus sabayis. They put it from kalbin. Why do you put from kalbin? Your only put from kalbin is when it's someone giving a gift on your behalf. That's the Gemara's teretz. But he didn't understand that chiluk. Where are you coming from? Why? I'm giving. I'm an individual. You're an individual. Why should I put from Kalbin? So he says, no, Loishanya, this is different. This is the tfus sabayis giving on your behalf. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, let's take it a step further. Me'ato afilu cholku v'chozu v'nishtatfu. It should remain the tfus sabayis on them even after they were cholku v'chozu v'nishtatfu. And obidoy, they should remain p'turim in a kalbon. Even after they were mechalik, they should be potum in a kalbon. Because if you're telling me it's the state, well, it's still the state. Where's this coming from? This all the state. But the Gemara says, why should it dissipate? What happened to the state? It's for being given on their behalf. It was a freebie. They didn't work for this money. It was a matana. But it's a matana that they got. This is a matana. It's still the same way that's given on your behalf. Who's giving for you? The estate, the Yerusha. It's still the Yerusha. Yes, you split. Gdim, Kineget, Losh, Yoshim. But Lamai said, at the end of the day, it's even by Cholke, because in the statue, it should remain the din of two sabayis. And it should be pot for Mekalben. And yet, we know the din is not like that. Zogti Gemara. And yet, we know B'taninon. It says clearly, Chayovim b'kalben p'turim ma'isa behema. On that, the Gemara says, Rebbo, b'shem Abba bar Rav Huna, Hishnei achim sheyorshu es avien, hishnei gisin sheyorshu es chamihen. Meaning, obviously, two yorshim, two brother-in-laws that yash and deshver are regular shutvin. They're not considered old alti yerusha tfus abayis. So the Gemara is saying no. When you have two brothers that make a chalukah and yorish their brothers, they yorish the chalukah of the yerusha, that is like two gisin sheyorshus chamin. That's not tfus abayis anymore. That's like a whole new thing. That's a chalukah. That's chozev nishtatfu. They're like regular two people off the street. Two brother-in-laws, like two people. That's another way of saying that's a regular shutfus. Two shutfus, two partners. Well, two partners is not considered a tfus abayis anymore. That's considered, like you're saying, 25 years ago, what's an ageya? Right now, this is considered not tfus abayis. We don't look as Yerusha anymore. They chayv in kalbin. Zok digamoga. What do you do with the kalboinus? Le'echan hoyu kalboinus. What do you do with all this extra kalboinus? Zog the Gemara, one teretz is, Neuflin, Le'echan hoyu kalboinus Neuflin. Where all these kalboinus go to? Zog the Gemara, Remeya oyma l'shkolim. Remeya is Remeya l'shitose. Remeya said one of the reasons of adding a kalbon is not just the surcharge for the shulchni, it's because, kazayitnu, you want to make sure that you're giving the full machzah shekel. So what do you do with it? Just like the shkolim. What happened to the shkolim? It goes for the karbonus. So the same thing, it goes for karbonus tzibur, like the shekel itself. Rabbi Leza Oyma, now obviously Rabbi Leza is not hold like Remeya, because otherwise what's the question? Rabbi Leza Oyma l'nedova. L'nedova, later the Gemara is going to say, it means ketza mizbeach. To constantly have things being brought on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Oyma, rikuye zohov. Lamaisa, there's a lot of extra. Rikuye zohov. V'tzipu l'beis kodesh hakadoshim. See, the problem is, we are faced with an issue. At the one hand, you want to make sure because they yitnu. On the other hand, hadaloi yamit va yinala be marbe either. So if yinala be marbe oshelo yarbe, so then how could you suddenly just add more? It's you're only adding more to cover that which is missing. But this is a question: if you are missing or not. So mamela, we don't want to make sure. That's why we're giving it to other things. Even if the beisoda might agree to remeya, even they agree that it's because they yitnu deka nesina. The entire dekadin, but lemaisa maybe it is the right amount. So mele utilize it for things that it will not be considered that you're giving more for machzah shekel. So you give it for rikuy zov v'tzipul beis kodesh hakadoshim. Benazi oimer shulchanim are not enosin b'schagon. The shulchan take it for the schar. If yesh oimim loitzas drachim, meaning zokter kamen eider lahavi ashkolim yishlaim. The shulchanim have to now bring all these kolim, all these machzah shekel to shlaim, so they get payments for the hoitzos adrochim, either for the etzim surcharge or for the hoitzos adrochim, the schlepping the kolim to shlaim. Hadloch perek beechod beader, hadloch perek beechod beader, hadloch perek beader. The first perek in kolim. Zok the perek sheni, halacha aleph. Mitzalfin kolim nedal choynes. Now, when they carry these kolim up to Yerushalayim, machzah shekel, it can get very heavy, right? A lot of coins. So you're allowed to, because after all, there are shofars all over different cities for the collection. So now it can get very heavy. You're allowed to exchange it for gold coins, which makes it much lighter because you don't have to carry as many. So mitzarf, and you can be mitzarf, the shkolim ledachonis. Ledachon is a gold coin that is the value of two sela. Now, one sela, we said, is two machzah shekel. So it's like four machzah shekels. Four machzah shekels is one dar coin. Because of the load of carrying on the road. Zog the Mishnah, Kshem Shoy Shoyfroys B'Mikdash, just like there were Shoyfroys for the Shkolim in the Mikdash itself. Kacho Yishoyfroys B'Medina, likewise there were Shoyfroys in the Medina. Medina means all the cities, all of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what about in Yerushalayim itself? It seems to imply in the Mishnah, Medina all over the cities and Mikdash. In the Mikdash, there was a pot. A Shoyfro was an actual Shoyfro. So you put in money, and it was in the shape of a Shoyfro, so you can't take out the money. So no one will steal from there. But the point is, why were they in the Mikdash and the Chol Medina and not in Yerushalayim itself? So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Machlokes Rambam and Rosh, was it in Yerushalayim or not? So some say the reason why there was not in Yerushalayim because you go yourself to the Beis HaMikdash. Someone that lives way out, he's not going to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gaboyim bring up the Shofars from the other cities. But someone that can go himself, what do you have to do it? And the reason why there would be in Yerushalayim, according to other Rishonim, the Rosh, is because someone who's a Tomei cannot go to the Mikdash. So what's the Yisrael Machloi? Because the Yisrael Machloi says, do we say mitzvah boy, yosem b'shluchai? Do we say that since I'm Tomei, so I want to do it myself, mitzvah boy, So Mele, you made Shefis in Yerushalayim too. Or do we say, no, in Yerushalayim you didn't need to, even if you're Tomei, because the Maisi sent a Shliach. So the Mele, there's no Shluch Shalom Kamoisai. That's the Yisrael of Achleikas. Do we misakin Shefis in Yerushalayim for those people that are Tomei? Or do we say, no, go yourself. And if you can't go yourself, send a Shliach. Do we say Mitzvah by Yosem Yishluchoi? Or do we say Shluch Shalom Kamoisai? Correct.
The mitzvah not the shayfer. The mitzvah is the
migdash. But the putting it into the shayfer, you're mekayim the mitzvah. When am I mekayim my mitzvah? You're right. The shayfer is not the chefetz of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the bind of kabonas. You think the shayfer itself is the shliach, no matter what. Even if you put it in yourself, but you did your on my end. I'm not the one that's acquiring the behemoth because they have no say in what to do with it. But that's not we had it earlier. It's bought on their behalf. Zok the mishnah vayta. If let's say it was stolen, if they ready with Torim the Truma, that means they took out from the Lishkas and they ready with Torim. So the Truma is given even for people that are on their way. Meaning when the Gizborim empty out and they Torim the Truma, three times a year they Torim the Truma, they do it even for people that are Sholchu Shikleyan, even though it didn't reach them yet. And the reason they do that is because they want them to have a chelik of the Karbonas Tzibur. So if it was lost, when? If it was lost, Nignvoy Avdu, after they already Torim the Truma, so then the Dintera, meaning the negligence of the Shluchim, if they was stolen or Nevad or Nignav, they have to swear not to be Potter in Nishborin the Gizborin. They have to be Nishba to the Gizborin, because the Gizborin already Torim the Truma on behalf of the people that are Sholchu Shikleyan. So you have to be nishat to the Gizborin that they were negligent. Vim lav, but if it wasn't nitram yet, if the Gizborim were not Torim the Truma yet, so then who did they have a din and dvarim with? Then they bala dinim of the Bnei O'ir. Vim lav, so then the shluchim on Nishborin the Bnei O'ir. And they have to be nishat to the Bnei O'ir that they were not negligent, so mele pashas de shem chinom, so they potter from Gneva Aveda. Now after the shluchim on Nishba and they potter, so then the Bnei O'ir are mechuyuv to give another set of shkolim because they're not upgepatted with the original shkolim because the original ones were nevdu. They were never fulfilled their mitzvah yet. They were never mekayim the mitzvah machzah shekel. It never reached its designation. And the shluchim are potter because they're in nishba. So the ma'aseh of the Bnei O'ir are still chayiv. Then the Mishnah continues, let's say you suddenly found those lost shkolim or the people that stole it returned them. So then elu ve'elu shkolim. We don't say that the new shkolim that you gave are not shkolim anymore. No. Elu ve'elu shkolim. The original shkolim remains shkolim, and the second ones are also kaddish. Because they were niskadish b'kedusha, the fact that you gave it. And the original ones remained. Ve'ein oilin lehen. You're not going to say that the new ones you gave should work for next year. Ve'ein oilin lehen l'shona habo. You're not going to say it works for next year. Next year is a new tacklin, that's a tacklin charitin for next year, so mele you have to give again next year. So you end up giving more because the maise was nevdu, so both of them have a kedusha. Zok the Gemara, the Mishnah started saying that what mitzarf and shkolim, if it's too heavy, you can exchange 4 machzah shekels for 1 dar coin, which is a gold coin, which is worth 2 sloyim, 4 half shekels. Zok the Gemara, v'yasu oisa magoliyos. Why do you exchange him for Zav, which is only 4 coins, the value of 4 coins? Why don't you exchange him for pearls? Pearls are lighter, and they're much more valuable. And mainly, you can have much more in what you're schlepping. You're schlepping up margoliyos, which are the value of many more machzah shekels. Zog the Gemara, no, you don't want to do that because it might be a hefset for Hekdesh. Shematazil ha-margoliyos. The value of pearls might go down. It fluctuates. It's prone to fluctuate. Gold coins are not prone to fluctuate and go down. Mashenken, Magolias are. You don't want to be mafsid hekdish. Zog the Gemara, Shematazel ha-magolios. V'nimtze hekdish mafsid, you being mafsid hekdish. Zog the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that we're concerned about the value going down. Kahir tanin and tamon. Just like we learned in Bechoris, that things that you are poida, v'chulon, meaning, the things that are poida, that you poida like b'chor and hekdish, niftim b'kesef. You can be poida b'chor and hekdish with kesef, with coins. Uveshova kesef, with metaltalin. However, chutz mishkolim, if you want to be poida shkolim, the machza shekel, those you cannot be poida with kalim, with shova kesef. The chutz mishkolim, those you cannot be poida only with matbeos. Now the Gemara asks, ve'ein poidin b'kalim?
Why can't you be poyde b'kelim? Why not? Teretz is the reason why you can't be poyde shkolim b'kelim is va'omar Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yitzchok shema yazilu, because you're concerned that maybe the kelim will go down in value. Shema yazilu akelim. So mail over here v'nimtze hekdesh mafsid, and it'll be hefsid for hekdesh. And likewise over here, the reason why you're not mitzarev to margolios, to pearls, but rather only to a darker and to a coin, is because pearls are prone to go down in value. Shema tazel amargolios v'nimtze hekdesh mafsid. The same way we're not poida shkolim on kelim, so too we're not poida on margolios, because we're concerned shema hekdesh tafsid. Zok d'gmor v'ayta masnisa. Meaning, that which we said in our Mishnah, that there were shofris in the Medina, is betaklin chadatin. It's talking about the shofris were to collect new shkolim, meaning for karbonis, for the next year's karbonis. Karbonis tzibur that are acquired in Nissan. Avol betaklin atikin. Let's say a person never gave machzah shekel the previous year, so you can't just put money in the shofris all throughout the Medina. The taklin atikin is loy bedor. Is not, that's not the Mishnah is referring to, not referring to taklin atikin. Taklin atikin, you were not placed in shofars all over Medina. Loy bedo, that's not what we're referring to. But rather, those were specifically in the Mikdosh. V'toni kenin, and we look like that in the Braisa. Atikin were be Mikdosh. The ain atikin be Medina. If you owe money because you didn't give last year's machzah shekel, that you can't put in the shofar in Medina, that's dafkin the Mikdosh. Zog the last Gemara, we said in the Mishnah, that if it was nignav and neved from the shluchim, so they nishba and they're off the hook, they're potter milashalim. Zog di Gemara, what's this talking about? Mas nisa b'shoy mechinom. Meaning, when do we say that they're potter by nishba and they're potter milashalim by shoy mechinom, which is potter gnev aveda? So then it could be nishba that they were not negligent. Avol b'shoy mesocher. But if let's say the shliach was a shoy mesocher, which is chayvig nev aveda, a shvu is not going to put him off the hook. So loy bodo, the din is not applicable. And avada, the shliach is chayv to mishalem. Zok the gemara, what's the raya? Omer Rabbi Abba, no. Afilu teima shoy mesocher. Lo elam we're talking about afilu teima shoy mesocher. We're talking about shoy mesocher. And still he could be nishba and potter. Why? Nignevu is talking about belista mezuyim, where it's an oinus. So by list of mezuyin, that type of gneva he's potter on. And Ovdu is talking about kemi shetove svinosa biyam. We're talking about as a type of gneva aveda, which is an oinus, which even a shoy mesocher will be potter. So in Mela, it's shayach that the shoy mesocher will be nishba, even on gneva aveda, by an oinus of gneva of list of mezuyin and nevdu of tove svinosa biyam. Now we said in the Mishnah that if the truma was given by the Gizborim before the Gneva Aveda, so then the Nishba to the Gizborim. Mashenkle was Nishmo after the Gneva Aveda, so then the Nishba to the Bnei Oir. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rav Yusti Barav Simon, Asi Commander Omar, Tormin Alagovui. That means when the Gizborim give the truma, they give it not just for what's collected, but even Alagovui, meaning even on something that is did not reach them yet, but it was collected already by the shluchim, but it didn't reach them yet. Not just on govoy, v'alo osid ligvois, and even on shkolim that are going to be collected in the future, even that is also included in the carbon tzibur, so they have a part and parcel, they have a chelik in that too. However, Zog the Gemara, b'rom, command omay in tormin ola govoy, v'alo osid ligvois, so loy bodo. Then this would not be correct. If you're not toirim, even on the things that are biyada shluchim, so then they would not be nishba, the shluchim would not be nishba to the gizborim, because then it's they're not a baldin of the gizborim. Then what the gizborim returim is not going on those shkolim. So mamela, then it would not be nishba to the gizborim, but then it would always be nishba to the bnei ir. Meaning, even if over here the truma took place before the aveda, before the gneva aveda, it's not going on those shkolim, because those shkolim were not bishus hektish yet. It's not being terim ala gov ala osid likvois. So mele you not be mashbiyah to the gizborim. We'll stop over here to the bottom of the omid. B'nei ha'ir she'shocha shikleim.